ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं उदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 85। लॉर्ड कृष्णा इंस्ट्रक्ट्स वासुदेव एंड रिट्रीव्स देवकी सन। टेक्स्ट 19। तत्ते गतोस्मि अरणमद्यपदारविन्दम् आपन्न संस्मृति भयापहम् आर्तबन्धो एतावतालम् अलम् इन्द्रियलालसेन मर्त्यात्मदृक्त्वै परयत् अपत्यबुद्धि। तत्ते गतोस्मि अरणम् अद्यपदारविन्दम् आपन्न संस्मृतिं भयापहम् आर्तबन्धो एतावतालम् अलम् इन्द्रियलालसेन मर्त्यात्मदृक्त्वै परे यत् अपत्यबुद्धि। तत्ते गतोऽस्मि अरणम् अद्य पदारविन्दम् आपन्न संस्मृति भयापहम् आर्तबन्धो एतावतालम् अलम् इन्द्रियलालसेन मर्त्यात्मदृक्त्वै परे यत् अपत्यबुद्धि। तत्ते गतोऽस्मि अरणमद्य पदारविन्दम् तत्ते गतोऽस्मि अरणमद्य पदारविन्दम् आपन्न संस्मृतिं भयपापहम् आर्तबन्धो एतावतालम् इन्द्रियलालसेन मर्त्यात्मदृक्त्वै परे अपत्यबुद्धि। तत्ते गतोऽस्मि अरणमद्य पदारविन्दम् आपन्न संस्मृतिं पदालम् माताजी तत्ते गतोऽस्मि अरणम् अद्य पदारविन्दम् आपन्न संस्मृति भयापहम् आर्तबन्धो एतावतालमलम इंद्रियलालसेन मर्त्यात्मद्रिक्त्वै अपरे. Translation: Therefore, O friend of the distressed, I now approach your lotus feet for shelter, the same lotus feet that dispel all fear of worldly existence for those who have surrendered to them. Enough, enough with hankering for sense enjoyment, which makes me identify with this mortal body and think of you, the Supreme, as my child. Purport by disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Purport: Srila Jiv Goswami suggests that Vasudeva condemns himself here for thinking of trying to gain special opulences because he is the father of Supreme Lord. Thus Vasudeva contrasts himself with Nanda, the king of Raj, who was satisfied with the pure love of God and nothing else. Om Ajnanati Virandasya Jnananjana Shalakhaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Deham. Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhamvitamsha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shradhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So I sincerely beg the lotus feet of all the Vaishnavas here so that I can speak about Krishna and I can please the Lordship and all the devotees. I must say my gratitude to all the devotees. Because of them I could do some bhakti, trying to do bhakti. So with their blessings we'll start. So translation is as follows: Therefore, O friend of distressed, I now approach your lotus feet for shelter, the same lotus feet that dispel all fear of worldly existence for those who have surrendered for them. Enough, enough with hankering for sense enjoyment, which makes me identify with this material body, and think of you, the Supreme, as my child. So here, Vasudeva is speaking to Lord Krishna that I want to take shelter of your lotus feet and please get me out of this bodily conception of life. But we see in this chapter how Lord Krishna reinstates the original rasa of parental rasa, and we'll see in future in the chapter how Devaki out of affection asks Lord Krishna to retrieve back his son. So this is very wonderful chapter. So to begin with, I will read from Krishna book a very beautiful pastime of killing of Agasur, where we can understand that how when we take shelter of Krishna we can become fearless. So reading from Krishna book, once the Lord desired to go early in the morning with all his cowherd boyfriends to the forest, where they were to assemble together and take lunch. As soon as he got up from the bed, he blew his buffalo horn bugle and called his friends together. Keeping the calves before them, they started for the forest in great procession. In this way, Lord Krishna assembled thousands of his boyfriends. They were each equipped with a stick, flute and horn as well as lunch bag. And each of them was taking care of thousands of calves. All the boys appeared very jolly and happy in that excursion. Each and every one of them, including Krishna, was attentive to his personal calves as he herded them in different places in the forest. The boys were fully decorated with various kinds of golden ornaments. Yet, out of sporting propensities, they began to pick up flowers, leaves, twigs, peacock feathers and red clay from the different places in the forest and further decorate themselves in different ways. While passing through the forest, one boy stole another boy's lunch package and passed it to the third. And when the boy whose lunch package was stolen came to know of it, he tried to get it back. But the boy who had thrown it to another boy. This sporting playing went on amongst the boys at childhood pastimes. When Lord Krishna went ahead to a distant place in order to see some specific scenery, the boys behind him ran to try to catch up and be the first to touch him. So there was a great competition. One would say, I will go there and touch Krishna. And another would say, oh, you cannot go. I will touch Krishna first. Some of them played on their flutes or vibrated bugles made of buffalo horn. Some of them gladly followed the peacocks and imitated onomatopoetic sounds of the cuckoo. While the birds were flying in the sky, the boys ran after birds' shadows along the ground and tried to follow their exact courses. Some of them went to the monkeys and silently sat down by them, and some of them imitated and dancing of the peacocks. Some of them caught monkeys by the tail and played with them. And when the monkey jumped into a tree, the boys followed. When a monkey showed its face and teeth, a boy imitated and showed his teeth to the monkey. Some of the boys played with the frogs on the bank of Yamuna. And when out of fear, frogs jumped into the water, the boys immediately dove in after them. And when the boys came out of water and saw their own shadows, they would stand imitating, making caricatures and laughing. They would also go to an empty well and make loud sounds. And when the echo came back, they would call it ill names and laugh. As stated personally by the Supreme Personality of Godhead in Bhagavad Gita, he is realized proportionately by the transcendentalist as Brahman, Paramatma and Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here, in confirmation of the same statement, Lord Krishna, who awards the impersonalist the pleasure of Brahman realization by his bodily effulgence, also gives pleasure to the devotees as Supreme Personality of Godhead. Those who are under the spell of external energy, Maya, take him only as the beautiful child. Yet he gave full transcendental pleasure to the cowherd boys who played with him. Only after accumulating heaps of pious activities were those boys promoted to personally associate with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who can estimate the transcendental fortune of the residents of Vrindavan? They were personally seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face, he whom many yogis cannot find even after undergoing severe austerities, although he is sitting within their hearts. This is confirmed in the Brahma Samhita. One may search for Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, through the pages of Vedas and Upanishads. But it is difficult to find him there. However, one who is fortunate enough to associate with a devotee can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. After accumulating pious activities in many previous lives, the cowherd boys were seeing Krishna face to face and playing with him as friends. They could not understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but they were playing as intimate friends with intense love for him. When Lord Krishna was enjoying his childhood pastime with his boyfriends, now the demon enters. One Nagasura demon became very impatient. He was unable to tolerate seeing Krishna play so happily. And therefore he appeared before boys intending to kill them all. This Agasur was so dangerous that even the denizens of heaven were afraid of him. So this is a beautiful point in this section. Although the denizens of heaven drank nectar daily to prolong their lives, they were afraid of Agasur and were wondering, when will the demon be killed? The denizens used to drink nectar to become immortal, but actually they were not confident of their immortality. On the other hand, the boys who were playing with Krishna had no fear of the demons. They were free from fear. Any material engagement for protecting oneself from the death is always unsure. But if one is Krishna conscious, then immortality is confidently assured. So this is a very beautiful pastime, how we can see that the demigods, they are drinking nectar daily, you know, but still they are not confident of their immortality. But here, the cowherd boys, they are with Krishna and they are free from fear. They can easily enter the mouth of the Agasur. The demon Agasur appeared before Krishna and his friends. Agasur happened to be younger brother of Putna and Bakasur, and he thought, Krishna has killed my brother and sister, now I shall kill him along with his friends and calves. So in this way, Agasur was planning to kill all the residents of Vrindavan, actually, to kill the boys and then Krishna, and everyone who is connected to the boys and Krishna, they will be killed. So eventually we understand that how the boys enter the mouth of the Agasur, and then Lord Krishna enters and expands himself and kills the Agasur, and the soul of Agasur enters the body of Lord Krishna. So we understand, as soon as we come in touch of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, we can become free from fear. So here, Krishna is addressed as a friend of distress, Artha Bandhu. There are so many pastimes in Srimad Bhagavatam glorifying Lord and Lord's lotus feet. Lord is called Dina Bandhu, Artha Bandhu. So, we can see basically from Bhagavad Gita itself, like how Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, he was at the center of the battlefield. And at that time when he saw his relatives, especially Bhishma and Drona, he started to be getting perplexed. And at that time Bhagavad Gita was spoken. Arjuna says in 2.7, Karpanya dosho pahata swabhava pruchhamitam dharma samura cheta yashreyasya nishitam ruhitanme shishyasteham shadimam tvam prapannam. Before that, when he is standing there, he undergoes lot of anxiety, lot of fear. Arjuna uvacha drushtvevam svajanam krishna yutsam samupasthitam sidanti mama gatrani mukham cha parishushyati. Arjuna said, my dear Krishna, seeing my friends and relatives present before me in such a fighting spirit, I feel the limbs of my body quivering and my mouth drying up. Vipatuscha sharire me rom harshascha jayate gandivam samsrute hastad tvakcha paridhayate. My whole body is trembling and my hair is standing on end. My bow gandiva is slipping from my hand and my skin is burning. So Arjuna is known as Savyasachi. He could shoot arrows with his both his hands, but he was perplexed that the Gandiva bow, the famous Gandiva bow, was slipping from his hand. Nacha chakunomi avasthatum brahmati vacha me manaha nimittani cha pashyami vipritani keshava. I am now unable to stand here any longer. I am forgetting myself and my mind is reeling. I see only causes of misfortune, O Krishna, killer of Keshidiman. And eventually at 2.7 he surrenders to Lord Krishna. So I was hearing to Prabhupada lecture, and Prabhupada said that Krishna is saying directly in Bhagavad Gita 18.66, Sarva dharman parityajya maam ekam sharanam vraja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami mahasucha. Do not fear. So Krishna is ready to give shelter. Only thing is, we have to call out for his mercy. So by taking shelter of Lord Krishna, hearing Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna was out of this material concept of life. And at the last he said, Arjuna uvacha nashta moho smutir labdhva tvad prasadan mayachuta sthitosmi gatas sandeha karishye vachanam tava. Arjuna said, my dear Krishna, O infallible one, my illusion is now gone. I have regained my memory of your mercy. I am now firm and free from doubt and prepared to act according to your instructions. So we understand that in this world, everyone will be going through difficulties. Dukkhalyam ashashvatam. In this verse, there is a word called samsmriti. This material world is called samsmriti. Means continuous suffering. There is suffering from the birth itself. Birth, old age, disease and death. So within the womb of the mother also, that when the baby is in the womb, for 9 months he is suffering. As soon as he gets out, again, there are so many sufferings. Adhyatmik klesh, adhibhuti klesh, adhidevi klesh. Mame vansho jiva loke, jiva bhuta sanatana, mana shashtani indriyani, prakriti sthani karshati. The struggle with the mind, struggle with the senses. So we understand this material world is full of miseries, and we pray in the morning, sansara dava nalladira loka tranaya karunya ghana ghanatvam. So we take the shelter of the spiritual master, who is compared to a cloud, whose mercy he pours and he distinguishes our material existence. So Prabhupada says that this suffering, we can say from pavarga, process of suffering. Pa, fa, ba, bha, ma. Pa for parishram. So, in this world we have to work very hard, you know. We have this internet age, www. So, want. For material desires are there. To fulfill the wants, we have to work. And then, if there is no Krishna consciousness, then there is worry. And then waste, and weep. Shama evahi kevalam. So we understand pa for babhama, pa for parishram. A person is working very hard. Pa for fame. As the horse runs, then there is a foam in his mouth. Similarly, a person, conditional soul, to fulfill his desires, is running and is foaming to his mouth. He is bound by asha band. What is asha band? If someone is bound by a rope, he cannot move actually. But if he is bound by asha band, he has to keep running. So pa for fame. But for birth, he runs after mirage for material happiness. Just like a camel is eating a thorns and his tongue is getting cut and he's actually drinking his own blood, but he's thinking he's happy. You know, in this world, the happiness is ITM. It is illusory, temporary and miserable. How it is illusory? That suppose if we eat a fruit, like if you eat a lemon and then eat a Mosambi orange, then it becomes sweet. But if you eat first sugar and then orange, then it is sour actually. So we understand the happiness is relative. It is temporary. We see, we come in Hare Krishna, we get lot of Mahaprasad, lot of sweets. So if we eat one rasgulla, it is sweet. If you have more access to kitchen, if you eat 2 or 3 rasgullas, it is also sweet. But as soon as you start eating 5, 6, depending on one's capacity, so later the rasgulla becomes, you know, kadwa. The sweetness goes away. So this is material world. We cannot enjoy fully. Ahara nidra bhaya maithunam samanyam etat pashu vinaranam. So in this material world, how long we can try for sense gratification, you know, the misery is compulsory. Yehi sansparshaya bhoga dukkha yone vyayate adi antavanta konte na teshu ramate buddha. So we understand in this material world, if we want to be free from this material lamentation or fear, we have to take shelter of lotus feet of Lord. So Lord Chaitanya says in Shikshashtakam, ainanda tanuja kinkaram patitama vishame bhavam budho kripaya tava pada pankaja sitadhuli sadarsham vichintaya. So we should cry out the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. When we cry out for the mercy, then the Lord can pick us from this material ocean and keep at His lotus feet. So here, we'll see that how Lord always protects His devotees. There are so many examples. If we see in Srimad Bhagavatam first canto, when the whole battlefield of Kurukshetra was over, and then Lord Krishna was prepared to go back, departure, so he saw Uttara running towards him. And the Uttara is saying, Pahi Pahi Mahayogin Deva Deva Jagatpate Nanyam Tvad Abhayam Pashe Yatra Mrityu Parasparam. Uttara said, O Lord of Lords, O Lord of Universe, you are greatest of mystics. Please protect me, for there is no one else who can save me from the clutches of death in this world of duality. O my Lord, you are powerful, all powerful. A fiery iron arrow is coming towards me fast. My Lord, let it burn me personally if you desire, but please do not let it burn and abort my embryo. Please do not do me this favor. So we see that how a devotee in distress always call out for the mercy of the Lord. So here the Lord, seeing the helpless condition of Uttara, he immediately takes his Sudarshan disc actually. All the Pandavas, they get ready with their weapons. But there was very less time. So the Lord himself then protects Parikshit Maharaj in the womb of Uttara. Before that, even when this Ashwatthama, when he had killed the five sons of Draupadi, everyone was very angry after him. And Arjuna started chasing him and to catch him. And Ashwatthama was running, his horses become fatigued. And he understood there is no other way, he is going to be killed. So immediately at that moment, he invokes Brahmastra. And as soon as he invokes Brahmastra, Arjuna goes into the confusion. He goes into confusion and he asks Krishna, Krishna, what is this? What is this glaring effulgence? And immediately Krishna dispels his confusion. He says, this is a Brahmastra sent by Ashwatthama. Please send your Brahmastra and counteract it. And on the instruction of Lord Krishna, Arjuna sends Brahmastra and counteracts that. And on the instruction of Krishna, he withdrew both the Brahmastra. So we understand how Pandavas were always protected by the devotees. If we see, Krishna is Artha Bandho, Dina Bandho. Draupadi, in the assembly of Kurus, she was helpless. Dushyasan was trying to strip her naked. At that time, she cried out for Krishna. And Krishna immediately incarnated as Sari and protected her. So we understand for devotees, Krishna is the only shelter. There are so many pastimes where Krishna has protected his devotees. One of the pastimes is Vritrasura killing. So when the demigods, they were fighting with Vritrasura, Vritrasura was very powerful. So they were throwing, demigods were throwing their weapons on Vritrasura, and Vritrasura was just catching all the weapons, just like he picks up the toys. You know, he was playing with them actually. And at that time, this asuras, they become very demigods become very helpless, and they prayed, "Dear Lord, you are omniscient. Therefore, you know very well why we have taken shelter at your lotus feet, which provide shade that gives relief from all material disturbance. Since you are the supreme spiritual master and you know everything, we have sought shelter of your lotus feet for instruction. Please give us relief by counteracting our present distress. Your lotus feet are the only shelter for a fully surrendered devotee and are only means for subduing all the tribulations of this world." Prabhupada says in purport, one need only take shelter of shade of Lord's lotus feet. Then all the material tribulations that disturb him will be subdued. Just as when one comes under a shadow of big tree, he gave example of a big tree. When one comes under the shadow of big tree, the disturbances caused by the heat of scorching sun are immediately mitigated without one's asking for relief. Therefore, the whole concern of a conditioned soul should be lotus feet of the Lord. The conditioned soul suffering from various tribulations because of existing in this material world can be relieved only when he seeks shelter of the lotus feet of Lord. So they took the shelter of Lord, and the Lord instructed them that how to approach Dadichi and take Vajra and fight with him. So another pastimes are from Chaitanya Charitamrita. When Lord Chaitanya, when he was performing his Mahaprakash Leela, he was giving benediction to all the devotees. So one of the devotee, Haridas Thakur, he appeared and then he prayed, "O Lord, if you want to give me benediction, please give me blessing that I take a birth and I always get the remnants of your devotees." So then Lord says, "O Haridas, do you know when you are beaten at 22 marketplaces, at that time I sent my Sudarshan Chakra to protect you and to kill these miscreants, but you prayed and they were saved. And at that time, I personally came and covered your body. And in this way, he protected Haridas Thakur. And then he called out for Gangadas, his teacher. He said, Gangadas, do you remember? The king had sent dacoits to loot the village. And at that time, you were running. You were running with your wife and daughters. And you were running for your life. And as you were running, you came across Ganga. And the Ganga was flowing and it was night and you didn't have any choice. And you were thinking, better to drown in Ganga than to be humiliated by these demons. At that time, I descended from Goloka. I came as a boatman and I took you across the Ganga. So here we understand how Lord Chaitanya, how Lord Krishna, they are so merciful. They are always eager to save the devotee. Only thing is, a devotee should always be crying out, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. If you see, so many pastimes are there. Rukmini, she wanted to marry Krishna. She was very eager, but she was in distress. And she sent a letter to Krishna. Oh Krishna, please come and marry me. Please take me. I am supposed to be your servant. She prays. And immediately the Lord, as Artha Bandho, he immediately set out for Kundina. And in one night he reached there. And he defeated everyone there and protected Rukmini. Similarly, there are so many wives of Lord Krishna. 16,100 wives of Lord Krishna. They were captured by Narakasura. And they were all in so much of distress. But Lord Krishna, after killing Narakasura, he freed them and married them. So we understand how Lord Krishna's pastimes are so beautiful. And a devotee can always remember that and become fearless. Another pastime is of Lord Shiva and demon Vikrasura. This Vikrasura, he performed so many austerity. And when Shiva was pleased with him, he asked, what do you want? And this Vikrasura, he asked, please give me a benediction that if I put my hand on someone's head, he will be burnt. So Lord Shiva immediately granted the boon. And after that, Vikrasura, he wanted to enjoy with Parvati and he immediately started running after Lord Shiva himself. And what happened? We know the pastime, how Lord Shiva was running and then Lord comes as a small Brahmana and he tricks Vikrasura. He says, oh, you believe on this Shiva and his power, you know, he's joking with you, you know. Just if you want to test with yourself, put your hand on your head and check out. And this Vikrasura, under the spell of Lord, puts his hand on his head and he's burned to ashes. So Lord is Artha Bandho, he's always protecting. If you see a pastime of Samudra Manthan Leela, in Samudra Manthan Leela, before that, you know, these demigods were totally humiliated on the hands of demons. There was no scope, no hope for them. But the Lord said that the time is against you. Now you go to the demons and make a truce. And go and churn the nectar from the ocean. So the demigod just put faith on the words of Lord and went there. And with the help of demigods, they started to churn. So to churn the ocean, it was a big task. First of all, the rod was Mandara mountain. It was so big, huge. The demigods and demons, they came together and they tried to lift that mountain. And it was so Herculean task. As soon as they were trying to lift it up, it was so heavy that some of the demigods and demons, they got crushed under it. And they were helpless. Again they were helpless. And they were crying out. And again Lord appeared. And Lord again revived back their lives. And with his hand, you know, he picked that Mandar mountain on Garuda and took it to the shore. Everything is orchestrated by Lord. Actually, we are helpless. Prakriti kriyamanani gunakarmani sarasha ahankar vimudatma karta miti mayate. As soon as we are in this material world, we think that I am a doer. Actually, we cannot even remember our own name when we get up early in the morning. If Lord Krishna is not merciful. Krishna says, Bhagavad Gita 15.15, Sarvasya chaham riddhi sannivishto matta surtir gyan apohanam cha. Krishna says, I am the taste of water, balam balam asmi, buddhi buddhi matam asmi. I am the taste of water, I am the ability in man, पुण्योगंधम पृथ्व्याम च मत्त प्रत्तरम नान्यत् किंचित् अस्ति धनंजय मयि सर्वमिदं प्रोक्तं मणिसुतगणैव एवरीथिंग रेस्ट ऑन अपॉन मी. सो लॉर्ड इज द डूअर. ईश्वर परम कृष्ण सच्चिदानंद विग्रह अनादि राधिर गोविंद सर्व कारण कारणम. सो लॉर्ड ही इज हियर डेमोन्स्ट्रेटिंग दैट हाउ बाय हिज विल एंड हिज मर्सी दिस समुद्र मंथन लीला कुड बी डन. सो गोइंग अहेड इन द पास्ट टाइम दे ट्राइड टू take this Mandara mountain. As soon as they put in the ocean, it starts drowning. So the Lord again comes as tortoise, gives from down the support. And when there was support from below, there has to be a support from top also. So Lord incarnated Abhijit with 1,000 hands and then helps the devotees churning the ocean. And before the churning ocean, he already instructed demigods that so many things will come up, don't get allured. You will be going tested. And when the poison will come, Lord Shiva will drink the poison. So by the guidance of Lord, the demigods were peaceful actually, although they were working very hard. So then we know the past time that how the wish came and Lord Shiva protected devotees. And then at last the desire goal, the nectar came. And what happened? The demons snatched it. And the demigods were again helpless. So then Lord again came as Mohini Murti. And he came as Mohini Murti and by his influence, by his spell of illusion, he tricked the demons and gave the nectar to the demigods. So Krishna is always Bhakta Vatsal. You see the pastime of Gajendra. Gajendra was a king Indrajumna before in his past life. But somehow he got the body of elephant Gajendra. And he was leading a full animalistic life, eating, mating, sleeping, defending. You know, he was there in the Rutumud gardens, this Trikut mountain, where all the Aishwaryas, all the opulence were there, and he was in his own world, you know, and enjoying with his family. As soon as he entered that lake, and he was playing like a family man, putting the water on the family, and at that time, the alligator got disturbed, and crocodile, it caught hold of the feet of Gajendra. And there was a fight for 1,000 celestial years. So 1,000 celestial years, you know. So big fight. But because the crocodile was in the water, gradually he became strong and Gajendra lost his strength. And when he understood that he is losing his strength, he remembered the prayers from his previous lives and he offered such a beautiful prayers to the Lord. So one of the prayer is, Na vidyate yasya cha janma karma va, na nama rupe guna dosha eva va, tathapi lokapyaya sambhavayaya, so mayaya tani anukalam richati. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has no material birth, activities, name, form, qualities or faults. To fulfill the purpose for which this material world is created and destroyed, he comes in the form of human being like Lord Ram or Lord Krishna by his original eternal potency. He has immense potency and his various forms all free from material contamination. He acts wonderfully. He is therefore Supreme Brahman. I offer my respects unto him. And then he cries out, Narayan Akhila Guru Bhagavan Namaste. When he sees Lord Narayan coming on the Garudji, he immediately offers very beautiful prayer. He says, you know, Gajendra had been forcibly captured by the crocodile in the water and was feeling acute pain. But when he saw the Narayan wielding his disc was coming in the sky on the back of Garuda, he immediately took a lotus flower in his trunk. And with great difficulty due to his painful condition, he uttered the following words. O my Lord, Narayan, Master of Universe, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisances. And the Lord immediately came and took Gajendra and the crocodile out of the water and cut the head of crocodile and liberated crocodile and even Gajendra. So we understand how Lord is Arthabandhu. So there are so many prayers glorifying the lotus feet of Lord. So we'll just try to read that. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14 and 58. For those who have accepted the boat of lotus feet of Lord, who is a shelter of cosmic manifestation and is famous as Murari, the enemy of Mura demon. The ocean of material world is like water contained in a calf's hoof print. Their goal is Parampadam, Vaikunth, and the place where there are no material miseries, not the place where there is danger at any step. Another verse is, O Suta, from first canto, Yadapada samshraya suta munayo prashamayana sadhya punanti upaprishta swaradhuni apo anusevaya. O Suta, those great sages who have completely taken shelter of the lotus feet of Lord can at once sanctify those who come in touch with them. Whereas the water of Ganges can sanctify only after prolonged use. So there is a beautiful purport. The pure duties of Lord are more powerful than waters of sacred river Ganges. One can derive spiritual benefit out of prolonged use of Ganges waters, but one can sanctify it at once by the mercy of pure duty of Lord. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said that any person, regardless of birth, as Shudra, woman or a merchant, can take shelter of lotus feet of the Lord, and by doing so can return Godhead. And this is a very wonderful point here. To take shelter of lotus feet of Lord means to take shelter of the pure devotees. The pure devotees whose only business is serving are honored by names of Prabhupada and Vishnupada, which indicate such devotees to be representatives of the lotus feet of the Lord. Anyone who therefore who takes shelter of lotus feet of pure devotee by accepting the pure devotee as his spiritual master can be at once purified. Such devotees of the Lord are honored equally with the Lord because they are engaged in the most confidential service of Lord. For they deliver out of material world the fallen souls whom Lord wants to return home back to Godhead. Such pure devotees are better known as wise lords according to revealed scriptures. The sincere disciple of a pure devotee considers spiritual master equal to the Lord, but always consider himself to be humble servant of the Lord. This is the pure devotional path. There is another verse where it is explained why the Lord's lotus feet are called lotus feet. So we'll read that. Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st canto 16, chapter 6th verse. Athavasya padam bhoja makarandaliham satam kim anner asat alaper ayusha yat asat vyaya. The devotees of Lord are accustomed to licking up the honey available from the lotus feet of the Lord. What is the use of topics which simply waste one's valuable life? So in this purport, Prabhupada explains that how the devotees of the Lord are always eager to speak about only Krishna. And one of the para is, the spiritual planet, Golok Vrindavan, the eternal abode of Lord Krishna, is shaped like whole of a lotus flower. So Golok Vrindavan is like a lotus flower. Even when the Lord descends to any of these mundane planets, He does so by manifesting His own abode as it is. So He comes along with His own abode. Thus His feet remain always on the same big hole of the lotus flower. So He never leaves that lotus flower. His feet are always there. So His feet are also as beautiful as the lotus flower. Therefore it is said that Lord Krishna has lotus feet. Another verse, it is said that lotus is one of the most beautiful thing in this world. That's why the feet of Lord are called lotus feet. So, here at the end, in this translation, Vasudeva is saying, enough with the hankering of sense enjoyment, which makes me identify with this mortal body, and think of me as Supreme Child. So we understand that Krishna consciousness and sense gratification go ill in hand. And as soon as said, Krishna Surya Sama Maya Andhakar. Jaha Krishna Taha Nai Maya Radhikar. So as soon as we leave the lotus feet of Lord, we are bound by the material modes. Devi Esha Gunamai Mam Maya Durataya. Mame Eva Prabhadyante Maya Metam Tarantite. So there are three modes, Sattvagun, Rajagun and Tamagun. So Sattvagun, the knowledge expands. We can see the things as they are. But in mode of passion, three things happen. Shok, Moha and Bhai. Shok for past, Moha for present and Bhai for future. And in mode of ignorance, again three things happen. Sim, S for sleep, I for indolence, M for madness. So we understand that in this material world, everyone, those who have not taken shelter of lotus feet Lord, is bound by three modes. And always suffering. There are three miseries, Adhyatmik Klesh, Adhibhauti Klesh, Adhidevi Klesh. So this bodily conception of life continues unless we take the shelter of Lord's lotus feet. As soon as we chant the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Immediately we come in the contact with Krishna. And we understand, we come gradually. There are five types of consciousness. First is Annamay consciousness. Annamay consciousness means, I am what I eat. You know, eat nicely, be happy, like that. Annamay consciousness. Then there is a Pranamay consciousness. Pranamay consciousness means, I do, I am what I do. So if you ask someone, who are you? So somebody say, I am a boy, I am an Indian, or, you know, I am a cricketer, I am a student. So they identify with the action or the work they do. And third is Jnanamay consciousness. It is, oh, I am what I think. So these three types of consciousness are limited to body, mind and intelligence. So when we come in Krishna consciousness, we read Bhagavad Gita, you know, basics, you know, second chapter, and understand ki we are not body, we are soul. So we get liberated from these three basic consciousness, Annamay consciousness, Pranamay consciousness, Jnanamay consciousness. Because people are suffering because of these three identifications. They identify with the marks they get in their college, school. They identify with the position they have. They identify with the so-called achievements in this world, like that. But as soon as we chant the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So this material coverings is taken away. There are two types of shakti. Like one is Avarnatmika Shakti and one is Prakshetatmika Shakti. So, we have been suffering in this world for time immemorial. We are just running away from Krishna. But as soon as we come in touch with devotees, you know, we are celebrating ISKCON's 50th year. You know, celebrating 50th anniversary of ISKCON. So, we are so fortunate. Srila Prabhupada, at the age of 70, he went to West on the order of his spiritual master, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And he distributed this knowledge, you know. He is a perfect messenger of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There's a nice bhajan, you know. Hari bolo, hari bolo, hari bolo bhai re. Hari nama aniyache, gauranga nitai re. Modera dukha dekhe re. So seeing the misery of living entities, the Lord Chaitanya, Lord Gauranga, Lord Nityananda come and given this holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. When Prabhupada, he was on Jaladuta, he was saying that, I do not know anything, but I have firm faith on the holy name. So he just became the messenger of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam, Kalor Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatiranyatha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Enechi Aushadi Maya, Nashi Baru Lagi, Hari Nama Mahamantra, Lao Tumi Magi. So, Srila Prabhupada went to the West, and we see from while reading Prabhupada Leelamrita that how much struggle he had to go. You know, he is actually Abhay Charanaravind. You know, we have to take shelter of his lotus feet. How Srila Prabhupada, by mercy of Prabhupada, we can become fearless. We see when he was in the West, he was translating in the night. So one night, he got a knock on the door, and he opened, and there was a hippie girl, and she was in hallucination. And then Prabhupada asked, what do you want? You know, and she entered the room at the night, 2 o'clock. So Prabhupada came out of the room in the night, you know, and so much of cold there, and that girl also came out, and that door was auto locked. So Prabhupada got out in the night, 2 o'clock. Imagine. And Prabhupada started chastising that, why you have come here? And then he remembered a devotee nearby. He went to him and got another key. And another devotee came. And that devotee came and then chastised this girl. What you are doing? He is Swamiji. He is writing the books. Why you are disturbing? And just she is smiling and making some voices. And then Prabhupada enters inside and again starts writing the book. And the next day morning, 6 o'clock for Bhagavatam, that same girl is sitting for hearing the class. So Prabhupada went through so much. This is actually compassion. Compassion of Srila Prabhupada. Actually, we have to understand that we are containing our Krishna consciousness because of compassion of Radha and Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the whole parampara. We have been tolerated by so many devotees in our initial days, now also. But we are so fortunate that devotees are so merciful, tolerating our, you know, so-called devotional service. So, Prabhupada again, you know, Prabhupada and Prabhupada disciples. We understand in the West, the devotees took so much of risk for distributing the books. Yeah? One of the pastime of Bhakti Tirth Maharaj, he went with the full vehicle full of Bhagavad Gitas. Yeah? And he wanted to enter one country where it was not allowed. And what he did, he took one dog, you know. And then the dog was not allowed there, so everyone started running after the dog. And he took the vehicle inside. Like that. So much of, you know, life-threatening situations the devotee took for spreading the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Bharat Bhumite Janma Hiloyar, Janma Sarthakari Karapurupkar. So, we have to be conscious that we have been very fortunate, blessed by the association of Vaishnavas. So, we should be always praying, Tandira Charana Sevi Bhakta Sanevas Janame Janame Hoi Yeyabilash. So, association can save us, can help us doing these activities. Without devotees, we cannot even serve, we cannot even do our basic bhakti. So it is our responsibility to spread this message of Lord Chaitanya throughout the world. So we should first of all take shelter of holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Name Ruchi, then Vaishnava Seva and Jivdaya. These are the basic things. So when we chant the holy name nicely, do Vaishnava Seva, immediately we will be qualified to do Jeev Daya. The people are full of miseries. Some Smriti we discussed, how the material world is so dangerous. We see in so-called advanced countries, there is shooting every day happening. You know, so many days. In the schools it is happening, in the college it is happening, in the office it is happening, in the street it is happening, anyone is coming with the gun, the shooting, 50 people are killed. Throughout the world, there is so much of fight going on. There is a dissatisfaction of heart. And satisfaction of heart can be only come by following Krishna conscious process. So, first of all, we have to become ourselves satisfied. So, we have to properly follow this Krishna conscious process, you know. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atmanividam. As discussed, that we should not waste our moment discussing anything other than Krishna. And we will... We'll end with one, two small bhajans, meaning that Bhajahure Mana Srinanda Nandana Abhaya Charanara Vindare. So when we take the shelter of lotus feet, then we can become fearless. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jai. Hari Om.